Friday Movies. Rafer Guzman joins us, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway Movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, along with Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway culture producer and co-host of that podcast. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So we've got two offerings for you to gauge this morning. First is a vehicle for Jesse Eisenberg. The name of the movie is 30 Minutes or Less. Here's Jesse Eisenberg with Aziz Ansari.
What do you want? Because we have nothing left to say to each other.
Last night, two guys in masks jumped me and strapped a bomb to my chest, and now I have less than 9 hours to rob a bank.
You're hysterical. Great joke. I'm gonna go back to my class. Is that thing real?
Two guys did this to me, and if I don't rob that bank in time, this thing is gonna blow.
And your first thought was to come to a school filled with young children?
Kristen Meinzer, terrorism hijinks, it seems to me, is the premise here. What'd you think?
Oh, it was good fun. I loved it. I laughed my head off. I thought it was better than your typical bromance, a little smarter than your average pyrotechnic adventure. I really enjoyed it. Loved
Rafer,
it.
Rafer?
I have to say I'm getting very tired of the violent stoner comedy, and I feel like that genre is really wearing thin, and I feel like the wheels were falling off in this one. I don't think I laughed once throughout the whole film. Yeah.
Oh. I thought
now,
it was hilarious.
Is it something to do with the 10th anniversary of 9/11, possibly reducing your sense of humor on this, or do they just get
so.
It wrong?
I find that these films are getting dumber and dumber and dumber without the people that are making them getting smarter and smarter. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like the humor is just getting worse and worse, and the jokes are getting old.
I don't think Aziz Ansari is smart.
He gets the best lines. He has some funny lines, but I mean, there's also a lot of really like blithely racist jokes in the film. You know, a lot of jokes about Arabs and Indians that I couldn't figure out what they were doing in that film. And I don't know, the film just has this kind of offhanded, sort of mean-spirited, kind of dumb quality to it that I just didn't like.
I would pay to see Jesse Eisenberg blow up in a movie. I think I would. But it looks like a split decision there from Rafer and Kristen on 30 Minutes or Less. I suspect no racism in this movie.
I was born 1911, Chickasaw County, Piedmont Plantation.
Did you know as a girl growing up that one day you'd be a maid?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Do you ever dream of being something else?
Emma Stone and Viola Davis in The Help. Kristen, what did you think?
I just cried and cried and cried, and I cheered, and I really loved it.
A tearjerker about domestic workers from the 1960s in Mississippi based on a best-selling novel by the same name. Rafer, what did you think?
I loved it. I really loved the movie. I was really I did not expect to. It's kind of a chick flick movie. You know, there's no men in the film whatsoever, just about. But the acting is fantastic. It's got a great cast. Emma Stone is really good. Bryce Dallas Howard is really good as the villainous white woman in the town. Everyone's great in it, and I was really blown over by it.
Is this a Driving Miss Daisy kind of domain, or is it more Color Purple?
I think it's much smarter. I think it's a little bit more Color Purple. I think the characters are much rounder and get fuller lives than they ever got in movies like Driving Miss Daisy.
But I think both those movies are good analogs for this, because I think they both have they're aimed at a female audience. They're feel good movies. They're inspirational. I think this is going to be a big movie. I think it's got some real Oscar possibilities as well.
And it did really, really well in its opening midweek before it went wide. So
yeah.
People are expecting this to do really, really well. Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway culture producer, co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks to both of you. The movies are 30 Minutes or Less and The Help. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.